Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Donegal's growing reputation for producing great food and drink will be highlighted again next month at the final of the Blas na hÉireann 2025 Awards. It's the largest food awards in the country. The event takes place in Kerry and there are a record number of food and beverage producers from Donegal through to the final. Indeed, out of more than 3,000 entries nationally, 14 from Donegal have been shortlisted. Well, Donegal is unquestionably developing a great food and drink sector, and through initiatives like Food Coast Donegal, there are supports there. The outlook appears bright. Well, to tell me more about Food Coast Donegal, and indeed the Donegal finalists at Blas na hÉireann, I've been speaking with Lindsay Reynolds, Project Facilitator at Food Coast Donegal. Well, Lindsay, many thanks for joining us here on Business Matters. Very shortly, we're going to see the Blas na hÉireann, the Irish Food Awards, taking place down in Dingle in County Kerry. Once more, big Donegal representation. The shortlists have been made and it's great to see so many companies from Donegal and individuals represented down there. But first, maybe just Food Coast Donegal, for those people who maybe they have heard the term, but perhaps you could just elaborate on what it is, what it's all about, and what your role is.
Thanks very much, Chris. So I'm the project facilitator with Food Coast Donegal, which is a member-led network based here in County Donegal. And we represent anyone who's working in the food business. So we represent the producers, the hospitality businesses, retailers, and food experiences, and anyone who's working in that sector. And what we do is we have a goal, which is we want to make Donegal's food culture something that everyone can see, taste and be proud of. So we really want to support and grow Donegal's food economy by connecting the producers and the businesses and promoting local sourcing and celebrating the people and the products that make our region unique. So there's an awful lot of activity in the food sector here in Donegal. And it isn't necessarily a place that's known for its food culture, but you can see from this year's last finalists, like we've had 14 people in that in those finals, which is a record for the county, and it's really underlying the county's reputation as a food destination.
Well, many of us may be aware of places like West Cork, where there is that sort of mm-hmm. food culture there, but let's not forget, Donegal has made big strides, and what's not to say in the years to come, we are becoming already, I suppose you could call it a foodie destination. All you have to do is go out, be it in the supermarket, be it in your local shop around the corner. I think there's an element of pride. People are really pushing the local produce, so it augurs well for the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the things that really attracts people to set up businesses here in Donegal. It is that local support. It's been able to make a product and have it sold in the local farm shop or your local Spar or Super Value taking a punt on you. And we have that that culture here in the county, which really helps those businesses get ahead.
And that's where the likes of yourself comes in and Food Coast Donegal, because somebody might have a good idea. They might have been handed down granny's old recipe and they might think, well, do you know what? This has potential here. But people do need that helping hand to maybe get into business. And it could be a complete departure from maybe a previous area of employment.
Absolutely. And as I said, we're a member-led organisation, but we work very closely with one of our funders, Leo, who provide a lot of different programs to help people. So start your own business programs, accelerator programs, there's a new ambition program for female entrepreneurs. So they're in the background, and Donegal is very well supported through organisations like Leo and like the ETB to upskill people and help them to move into different areas of business.
Now, we've mentioned the Blas na hÉireann, the Food Awards. often when you go into a shop and you see a product, people may know the little emblem that's there, the you know, the good taste. And these awards certainly do bring considerable benefits to those who get them as well, because you can say you've got the awards and it's a stamp of approval. As you've mentioned there, 14 Donegal finalists this year. So these awards, they have grown. I think this might be the 18th year. They have grown nearly a household name now. So to be selected to be there for the finals in Dingle, this is quite an achievement for the county to have 14 finalists.
Absolutely. It's hugely prestigious. I think they've been going since 2008, and their nickname is the Oscars of Food. So they really are, you know, the kind of most prestigious and largest food awards that we have here in the country. I know from talking to people that the judging is fully blind. So there's no chance of somebody having any clue who they're tasting. The tasting and the judging is a really comprehensive process. So to have 14 people get through that without any kind of leg up or local knowledge is an amazing feat for Donegal, and a hugely diverse range of products have been selected this year. So we're really proud of them.
Yes, a diverse range, and they are from all over the county. I'm looking at a list here of them, and not in any particular order, but for example, Donegal Rapeseed Oil, based there in Raphoe, manufacturing 100% pure cold-pressed rapeseed oil. Now, they've won awards in the past. They've been nominated for various things in the past, and they're in a number of categories this time around. And they're a product that, you know, have filtered down through the country, and you can get their product in a lot of places. So an example of a success story in a company going from strength to strength.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not just their plain cold pressed rapeseed oil. They do beautiful flavoured oils as well. And they're used, you can see them in Tesco down in Dublin, but they're also used widely by chefs throughout the county and the country as well.
Yeah,
and that's a huge success.
And I think they have deals with some of the big supermarkets as well. So an important source for them. That's sort of one end of the scale, and coming from the land. Then from the sea, we've the likes of Donegal Sea Salt Limited, who are taking hand harvest, sun dried, no chemical additives. And this is a new company. I think they're down in Cranford, and already they've got a lot of recognition. So well done to all concerned there.
Yeah, a brilliant small business. So they're one of the newest businesses that have been nominated this year themselves, and along with Tier Bakehouse, based out in Dunloe. But Donegal Sea Salt is a really, really lovely business. They're out there making the salt by hand. They've managed to scale a little bit, but it's still very much a hands-on process. It's a fascinating process to watch.
And I was just looking at a video and people tasting the salt and comparing it with what sort of the blander salt that many of us might be getting from our local shop, and it seemed to have real punch. And again, it's getting back to using the local products, the natural products, and it comes through in the taste.
Yeah, absolutely, and we really do have everything here in the county. I mean, most of these products that you can see here, they're all ambient products, or products that you can buy on the shelves, you can buy in supermarkets. But we also have a huge array of fresh produce as well out there that isn't even touched in these categories. So our fish, our meats, our vegetables.
Now, you mentioned Tier Bakehouse. Their range includes the likes of apple sponge tarts, chocolate brownies. They're supplying outlets all over Donegal, even Nidega, I think she's featured on TG Cahir as well. So a young person who's got a business that seems to be going places.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, she's featuring on a new TG Cahir program, which follows young people in business. And Eveen is very clear that she wouldn't have been able to have the opportunities that she has if she was trying to set up this business in Dublin or in any other city. So she's started baking small, and now she has this wonderful business where her bakes she sells to cafes all over the county, and that they can finish them off in-house. And they're just as tasty as the ones that she did in her first incarnation, Cocky Eveen.
And there are, I suppose, Lindsay, quite a lot of cases of businesses that are starting off one-person operations, cottage industries, and they have over time found that, given the response and the feedback, they've been able to scale up. Filigans down in Glenties, I think it's right back, I was reading, I think 1997, they started making jam, marmalade and chutney for a Dublin craft shop. Since then, they have expanded considerably, and everything's still handmade in small batches using the traditional methods. But again, they've got great recognition, and I know one of their products, which is going to be in the finalists, it's one of the finalists in Dingle, Simply Better Handmade Hot Yellow Mustard. A great example of something starting small, and they've really branched out.
Great team up there, but it's still, as you said, it still has that traditional method of making everything. And that's why that's one of the things that really does set Donegal apart, is that we have those opportunities. We have the space for people to grow those businesses without the same massive overheads that you might have in a smaller city. So Filigan's is just one example of one of those businesses that started small and now has, you know, it's very hard to go into any shop in Donegal and not see either a Filigan's jam or chutney or dressing. And they're stocked nationwide as well in good food shops.
And by contrast, another one of the finalists, Green Pastures, the dairy in Convoy, a family-run dairy company, but it's quite a big company. They have a lot of products, and they have a whole range that have got through to the final: yogurts, full-fat soft cheese, creme fraiche, sour cream. This is a company that has made big, big strides. Maybe it might have gone under the radar a little for some, but when you see they've already won several awards, so it's a company that's going places.
It is a huge company, but they're annual winners. They win quite a lot of awards because of the quality of the dairy. So it doesn't matter how big your business becomes, the quality can still be just the same. And so we're very lucky up here. You know, we've got a lot of rain, which means we've got a lot of grass, which means we have a lot of very good dairy up here in Donegal. And the fact that a large company like themselves continue to win awards year after year without sacrificing on the quality is really something.
And it's no surprise that so many of the finalists from Donegal linked into the local agri sector. Another of the companies, Natural Dairies in Lifford, they are finalists for double cream, whipped cream, Irish whole milk, buttermilk. Again, they supply to leading retailers, and they have their own branded range of products. So a relatively small dairy, but again, one that's doing well, and it's been recognised.
Yeah, and it's great to have that recognition anywhere. We recently had the TBEX conference here in Letterkenny, and there was a food element to it, and everybody at the conference was commenting on the quality of our food that we have here. Everything that they had, from our dairy to our meats to our fishes, they all commented on it.
And sometimes, and I know there are cases, it's a matter of using knowledge handed down through families. If we take McConnell Meats Limited there in Balbuffet, dates back to the 1960s, but their product that's going to be down at the Blasnaharan Awards, it's Himalayan Salt Dry Aged Ribeye Steak. So again, something you can go and get a steak in many locations, but they've spent time, they've perfected the technique to make sure what they're putting out to the consumer is a really, really top-class product.
Absolutely. And, you know, handing down that knowledge through generations, and then the younger generation coming in and embracing newer technologies and newer methods of doing things as well is something that's happening there in McConnell Meats.
Yeah. Now, for those with a sweeter tooth, Donegal, well represented here. Mallow Mia, they make some very tasty chocolate and marshmallows, confectionery. They have also been widely recognised for their gourmet marshmallows and indeed their Rocky Roads. So if you've a sweet tooth and you haven't tasted their products, they're something special, aren't they?
Oh, they really are special. I mean, they don't taste like any marshmallow that you would have grown up with or I would have grown up with. So Linda makes them all by hand. And she also runs workshops if you want to go and make your own marshmallows by hand. And she has a background as a food scientist, so she really understands flavour, and the flavours and the texture of those marshmallows really have to be tasted to be believed.
And likewise, we have a company from Donegal Town that indeed, there's an ice cream shop, Little Mama's Gelato. So again, if you want something really tasty, this is a great example. And they've produced a particularly nice wild berry cheesecake that seems to be very, very popular.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was in Little Mama's twice this weekend when I was coming through Donegal Town just to try that wild berry cheesecake gelato. And it's absolutely sensational. A great business run by John and Linda. So they have their shop there, and then they're also this year are now stocked in Super Values around the county, so with some of their flavours.
One of the areas that we've seen, not just in Donegal, but all over the country, there's been the development of the whole craft beer sector. And here in the county, a number of successful brewers and Kinnegar Brewing right up there. They have become a household name throughout the country, an independent brewery. They started in Rathmullen. They now have their modern plant in Letterkenny, where, by the way, you can go for tours on. You can book them online, and that's been very popular indeed. They have an ale called Jack Rabbit, that's a finalist there. And Kinnegar have rightly attracted a lot of attention. They've invested heavily, and it's paying off.
Yeah, it really has. It's paid off, and they've got a wonderful facility here in Letterkenny. And as you said, you can go and visit. But what I love about Kinnegar is that, yes, they make their gorgeous beers and their commercial beers, but they still make time to play. So they're brewers by nature, and they love the taste and the process. So, you know, when you go to the tap room there in Letterkenny, there's beers that you'll only be able to taste in that tap room, things that they experiment with themselves.
And looking at the other finalists down in Gortahork, Kombucha Nadali. Now, kombucha, for those people who aren't aware, essentially it's a very healthy drink, low levels of sugar. Brewing it is an art in itself. And Marianne O'Donnell, who has founded it down there, she's carved out a really nice little niche for this, some very distinctive flavours as well. So if you haven't tried it, it's something different and indeed very healthy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really good for your gut. And it's as you said, Marianne loves good flavours. So she has a beautiful lemon and turmeric one. And she has a lovely hibiscus flavoured one at the moment. And I think there's a lime and ginger one on the go as well. But really, really beautiful flavours that she has there. And they're guilt-free because they have natural bacteria in them that promote gut health, which is something we should all be looking after.
And moving on to the remaining finalists, we have the Ulster Mead Limited in Convoy. So they produce high quality mead, which is made from the finest of local ingredients, including locally sourced honey from local beekeepers. And their product is called King of the North, and they have fermented alcoholic drinks. So very much a niche market, but it looks as if they've carved out a following there. And no doubt this exposure at the Blasnaharan Awards will be great for them.
Yeah, and that's the hope. Cuba is making great drinks out there in the Ulster Mead Company. So he has a wide range of fruit wines as well as mead. And then he has a coffee mead as well, which makes a fantastic cocktail. That's the hope. By getting this national recognition for the products and even being able to have that finalist sticker on it, that is very recognisable to people. So the hope is that more people will get to know about the great drinks that he's selling.
And just rounding up the finalists from Donegal in this year's Blasnaharan Awards is Wild Fuchsia Bakehouse, based in Dunfanaghy. Recently, the proprietor and founder, Shan McCann, was with us here on Business Matters on Highland Radio to tell her story. It all began very small beginnings, a small family-run bakery down in Dunfanaghy, and specialising in Irish soda bread mixes and different types of scone mixes. And she's had great success. And indeed, from September the 11th of this month, some of the products available in Aldi stores throughout the country. And well done indeed to her.
Absolutely, and we're really proud of Shan from a bakery to selling on a national supermarket. It's such a huge achievement. But most of these businesses you've spoken about today, they all started with an idea, and they started with one person sitting there going, "Do you know what? I'd really like to make beer or kombucha or salt or jam or bread mixes or mead or whatever it is." So you know, Donegal is a great place to take an idea and to grow it, to start it off and to grow it with the right support from people like the local enterprise office and the ETB and all the, and Udras na Gaeltacht and all the other people who are invested in helping people get a leg up in business.
And it's worth pointing out, Lindsay, that local restaurants and hotels, they are hugely supportive, and when they can get the local products, they will put it on their menus and sort of make a bit of a song and a dance about it. Many of our visitors like to come in, go to local restaurants and hotels, and to know that what they're eating, nice little carbon footprint. It hasn't come from the other side of the world. Good local fresh produce.
Absolutely. That's one of the main benefits of being part of a network like Food Coast, but even just informally being part of a network of food producers and hospitality businesses here in Donegal. The restaurateurs and the retailers are hugely supportive of the producers. And the producers then take great pleasure in coming in and doing events alongside the different restaurants and businesses to add to it. So it's a lovely symbiotic relationship.
I'm speaking with Lindsay Reynolds, a project facilitator with Food Coast Donegal. And Lindsay, many of these little businesses, they could actually be in competition with each other, but at the same time, there's a great camaraderie ship, there's a great networking, and people do help each other out, and people learn from other people's mistakes, and that helps the whole longer-term process.
That's one of the things that we do in Food Coast is that we create places and space for people to come and meet informally. And who knows what kind of collaborations will come out of those. So, yes, you're right. In some places, people will be very competitive with each other. But here, there's a real genuine show of support for each other's businesses. What tends to happen is when people get together, they collaborate. So, for instance, Little Mama's Gelato has used Donegal sea salt in their ice cream. They've also used the Silky Whiskey in their ice cream. I know that Castlegrove Country House they make an ice cream with their own brown bread and Little Mama's Gelato. So people tend to come together and make collaborations when they're given the space to do it.
And what about the likes of pop-up shops and food events and food festivals? Are we going to see more and more of these?
We would absolutely love to be seeing more of these. There's a huge market for them. Any long table dinner, so the ones that John in Ballyholy Farm does or Pauline in the Wild Garlic Table does, any of those, they sell out immediately. So there's a real appetite for them here in the county. We'd love to be doing one of them outdoors, but unfortunately the weather doesn't play ball most of the time. But that's something that we're looking to do. We're looking for exciting venues and places to put on Food Coast focused dinners and events.
And for people who have maybe a small business and they're producing, let's just say it's scones or it's mustard or the sea salt, yes, the local market is important. But at the same time, because of being able to go online and sell your product online, you can get orders from quite literally anywhere in the world. So do you have a role in helping people on that digital side of things?
The Food Coast doesn't, but I know that local enterprise office have definitely offered training and seminars. And what we're hoping to do in the coming year is to provide more industry specific training for our members on things like packaging or promoting online or selling through Amazon or any of these. So there's lots of people who are willing to help our food producers to get online.
Now, there is a Food Coast Donegal symbol. Will we see in the future products that are made in the county from people who are affiliated with Food Coast Donegal actually displaying that? Is that part of a long-term plan?
It's something we would love to see. I mean, packaging itself is a nightmare for people and it costs an awful lot of money. So first things first, we want to make sure that all the businesses that are selling our local food producers have that sticker in their window, and then we'll see about getting that Food Coast get that brand awareness out there, and then we'll see about getting that on people's products.
And if somebody wants to find out more about Food Coast Donegal, what's the best way to go about it?
You can come to our website www.foodcoastdonegal.com, and we're on Instagram at Food Coast Donegal, and you can get in touch with me. My name is Lindsay Reynolds, so I'm info@foodcoastdonegal.com.
And just back to the Blast na Héireann Awards, they take place in Dingle on October the 3rd. Now, I know some of the companies that we have mentioned there, some of the individuals, some of them in the past have already won gold and silver medals. It's great recognition. And the hope must be that once again, they'll come back. And even if they haven't got a gold or a silver award or some distinction, it's still a great experience. And importantly, it's giving them considerable exposure.
Absolutely. I mean, they're all going to be there, and there'll be food writers, buyers, and journalists from all over the country there. So they'll have that exposure and they'll have that opportunity to meet them. So even if they don't win, they'll have that opportunity to maybe meet with different producers and buyers and get their products onto shelves. But even without a win, you still get to display the finalist, and to be a finalist is no easy feat. As I said, it's judged through blind tasting, and it's by a panel of chefs, food writers, buyers and industry experts. So it's not something that is taken lightly.
And that was Lindsay Reynolds, project facilitator with Food Coast Donegal. In other news, Abbott Ireland Diabetes Care in Donegal Town is seeking planning permission from Donegal County Council for a major extension. It's proposing to build a two-storey office extension and a two-storey laboratory extension. Meanwhile, a new sustainable transport initiative has been launched in Letterkenny. The robust e-mobility hub is at Justice Walsh Road in the town and is a result of collaboration between Donegal County Council, Atlantic Technology University, Trinity College Dublin, the ESB and Enterprise Car Club. Two shared electric vehicles, one e-cargo bike and four e-bikes are available to book by the public for an hour or by the day to suit a range of travel needs. It's funded by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland under the SEAI Research, Development and Demonstration Funding Programme. The Irish Hotels Federation has welcomed the publication of new research by Fulch Ireland showing the significant progress being made in addressing recruitment challenges across the tourism and hospitality industry. Now, according to the 2025 Tourism Careers Labour Market Research, employee sentiment has increased significantly in recent years, with some 86% seeing tourism as a long-term career, up from 71% in 2021. Other key findings include a large drop in the number of businesses now finding it difficult to recruit new employees compared with 2021, including significant progress in hiring people for accommodation services, bar services, and waiters and waitresses. While there has been an improvement recruiting chefs, over half of hospitality businesses, some 52%, still report considerable difficulty filling these positions. And Donegal Tourism has confirmed that it will be in attendance at the Holiday World shows in Belfast and in Dublin next January. There's been significant interest from tourism businesses in attending both locations this year, and more information will be provided in due course. Latest figures show that so far this year, a total of 20 businesses have received approval for grant aid from the local enterprise office in Donegal, worth more than €400,000. And some 756 people have taken part in more than 30 courses that have been held. And finally, some dates for the diary. On Wednesday, September the 24th, there'll be a Blue Economy Engineering Workshop to explore opportunities in this sector. It's on from 8:30 in the morning to 11:30 in the Radisson Hotel in Letterkenny. The seminar is for businesses in the engineering and technology sector who want to find out more about the supply chain opportunities in offshore renewables. A number of important figures in the sector will be in attendance, and those present will learn of opportunities in the Irish, UK and mainland European markets. Donegal County Council, in collaboration with regional stakeholders, continues to promote tech in both Donegal and indeed in a wider context. The focus of its Donegal Tech Advocates Group is to promote, grow and empower the dynamic and innovative tech sector across the county. Donegal Tech Advocates have a meet-up organised with industry keynote speaker Andrea Wade, who has spent years mentoring and supporting tech startups across Ireland. The event is taking place on Thursday, the 25th of September, in the Kinnegar Brewery in Letterkenny from 5 until 8 o'clock. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Business Matters. Many thanks for listening. As always, I'll conclude by wishing you a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.